You're listening to SBS News.
In 1948, Frank Prihoda fled post-war communist Czechoslovakia on a pair of skis across a frozen lake in the south of the country into Austria. In 1950, he and his family boarded a ship to Australia along with his skis because he knew there was snow to be found in his new homeland. 8 years later, he was representing his adopted country, Australia, at the Winter Olympics in Italy.
Very happy too that I could be an Olympian in 1956 in Cortina d'Ampezzo representing Australia. I think I was a bit of a trailblazer in those days. No migrant of my vintage, so to speak, has done it before me.
At 35 years old, Mr. Prihoda was the oldest member of the 10-person team in Cortina d'Ampezzo, a far cry from the more than 400 who will compete for Australia in Tokyo. Jeff Henke was Australia's chef de mission from 1976 to 1998, and he's credited with putting winter sports on the map. But he says he was continuing a trail blazed by Mr. Prihoda.
If Frank didn't receive the amenities that the athletes are receiving today, no way near it. Frank was really a pioneer, for sure.
And on Mr. Prihoda's 100th birthday, Mr. Henke offered this message from one pioneer to another.
You get many more years thinking about how good skiing was and how good it will be in the future.
Australian Olympic Committee CEO Matt Carroll paid this tribute.
Frank is a true pioneer of winter sport. He's paved the way for many Winter Olympians and the truly amazing winter team we have today. His decision to represent Australia in the 1956 Winter Olympic Games and solidifying his connection with our nation was a great milestone for the Australian Olympic movement and a tremendous step for the sport in Australia.
Skiing was always in the blood, and in 1974, Frank Prihoda moved to Thredbo with his sister, where he ran a gift shop, which he subsequently ran for the following 27 years.
In the morning, I would put a little sticker on the door, gone skiing back in 1 hour, came back and carried on like nothing happened before.
Mr. Prihoda carried the Olympic torch ahead of the Sydney 2000 Games, lighting the cauldron on Thredbo's village green. He's a foundation member of the Thredbo Historical Society and was still skiing the Thredbo slopes until he turned 90. And no matter how many birthdays he celebrated, there's something he'll never be too old to enjoy.
Birthday cake is a highlight, and the pleasure of cutting it up and dividing it amongst people, it's a great pleasure.
Alan Lee, SBS News.